Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by the new Squarespace. Squarespace introduces a new content management system, making it faster and easier to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio, plus more than 50 new features, including mobile responsive designs. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code i5.10. I'm Sarah Lane. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of i5 for the iPhone, a show for iOS fans like us, and today also for Giants fans. Every week we cover five topics from the best apps to tips and tricks and, of course, the news you need to know. Okay, let's free fall from space, break the sound barrier, and then softly land into the show. Number one, let's start off with a tip this week. How many of you don't have anything in your newsstand app? And you actually don't even want to see the newsstand app. If that's you, you know that it's hard to get rid of because newsstand is like an app folder hybrid that Apple won't let us delete. You can move the newsstand app off of the home screen. You can bury it a few pages away, but it's impossible to hide it inside another folder or delete it outright. However, I found a workaround on MacStories.net that I will share with you now. It's an app called Stifle Stand. It's a free app for OS X or for Windows. It's actually something that you run in your computer. You download it, you connect your iPhone to your computer, you make sure that Stifle Stand recognizes your connected phone, and then you click Hide Newsstand. What Stifle Stand does is create a new folder it calls Magic, which Newsstand is now inside of. You can rename that folder to whatever you want, and you can put whatever other apps you want in there, reading apps or whatever. The folder works totally normally how iOS works. The only thing is that Newsstand is now crippled. So if you try to launch it from inside your new folder, it will not launch. Can't be done. So this trick is for people who don't use Newsstand, don't want to see Newsstand, just want to bury it inside a folder with apps that they actually use. By the way, if you change your mind and you think, now I want Newsstand back, I love it now, just drag it out of the folder and it's like you never did anything. It's totally reversible. And thanks to Filippo Bigarella for creating this handy trick. Number two, when you live in a city like San Francisco, as I do, it's like a part-time job keeping up on new restaurant openings and events and art and music happenings. It's the kind of stuff that makes living in a city really, really fun, but it's hard to stay on top of. And that's why I like a new app called Soche, even though it's only in San Francisco for now. I think it's a model that'll work great in other cities too. It's been around for a few months, so I'll tell you a little bit how it works. When you sign up for Soche, you give the service a little information about your interests. You know, do you like wine bars? Do you like outdoorsy stuff? Are you a music person? That kind of thing. Then you just start exploring. If I see something that I like, I can bookmark it to remind myself about it later. Or if I see something I've already done, I can say, oh yeah, I loved that. Or, yeah, it was just okay, or, eh, that wasn't for me. The idea is that Soche wants to help you find new things. So even if I say I loved a certain restaurant, it won't show up here anymore because I already know about it. But it will show up in my friends' feeds because, of course, an app like Soche is also a social app. That's kind of the point. You sign up through Facebook Connect. You actually have to sign up through Facebook Connect. And it's better when you connect with friends, and then you get tips based on what they're doing too, or what they've bookmarked, because maybe you bookmarked the same thing and then now you guys can go together. Or you go to your own page and you can choose to cross off something that you've bookmarked before but maybe forgot about. Narrow it down based on what you're in the mood for. What I like about Soche is the curation aspect of what it's giving me as choices. I mean, there are a lot of restaurants that aren't in Soche, for example, but that's okay because Soche is narrowing it down for me because it would be too overwhelming otherwise. Again, this is a San Francisco app for now, but it is great to have next time you're in town, and the team says they're rolling out to more cities soon, hopefully yours. Number three. Last week, I brought up the subject of the repositioned headphone jack and asked how you were all feeling about it, and I got a ton of responses. Can't talk about them all now, but let's go over a few of them. Brian in Houston wrote, I can think of three people who have told me that they had to replace their iPhones due to water damage. The main way the phones had been damaged? Rain. When I went to the Genius Bar, the Genius actually told us to make sure to cover the headphone jack on the 4S when it rains because it just takes one drop for the internal sensor in the headphone jack to show water damage. That's a good one. James wrote, I like the headphone jack on the bottom because when I use an armband, I can look at the screen and everything is right side up as opposed to upside down. I guess you'd want the headphone jack to face up towards your face. All right, that makes sense. But Ryan writes, I listen to music on the go, and my phone is usually in my pocket. I use headphones with no control button, so with the iPhone 4, I could reach into my pocket to find the volume controls right next to the jack. With the jack at the bottom of the phone, I can no longer reach these controls when the phone is upside down in my pocket. I hate it. And Dave says, I play music while I work. I like to see who's playing when I'm listening. I can't prop up my new iPhone 5 next to my computer when I work anymore. So why not flip the phone upside down? Well, because for some reason, Apple won't allow users to flip the phone upside down and see an upside-up display. With the iPad, you can roll the device in all four orientations, and most software will rotate to accommodate you. With the iPhone, I have yet to see any software allow you to have the phone upside down. Good point, Dave. In fact, I just realized last week that my iPhone 5 has made my iPhone stand here obsolete. It doesn't work anymore. If I ever want to have my headphones plugged in and my phone propped up, that's annoying. But you know what isn't annoying? Nick writes, you're listening to your favorite tunes or talking on the phone and you need to take a picture. Now your headphone cable never gets in the way of the camera. Was I the only one taking photos with my headphones on and always getting the cable in the way of a good pic? No, you were not, Nick. I was too, and I love this. Thanks to everybody who sent in feedback. I think I'm going to ask you guys more questions more often. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by the new Squarespace.com. Now it's faster and easier than ever to create a high-quality website, blog. In fact, anybody that needs an online portfolio to display their creative work through images and text or videos, I'm talking to photographers, writers, painters, fashion designers. You guys, talking to you. Squarespace 6 is the new content management system, and it's beautiful. New templates that are all mobile ready. Your site will look amazing on the web, a phone, a tablet, anywhere. Using the new layout engine, add blocks of content for photos, videos, text, social media, just by dragging and dropping. Truly easy to put together a beautiful site from scratch. You can automatically import or sync or publish to and from social media with just a few clicks. I mean, if you're a big Instagram user, why not pull photos from Instagram into your site? Make it more dynamic. Or make sure your new blog entries are getting auto-published to Twitter. The whole thing's connected with Squarespace. Each template also has hundreds of customization options. You can change your grid layout, all of your colors. You have over 300 fonts to choose from. It's a unified service with design, hosting, customer support. Squarespace does it all. Try building that incredible website, blog, or online portfolio today. For a free trial, go to squarespace.com, sign up for a free account. You don't even need a credit card. Just try it out. Start building the site of your dreams. And then if you decide to purchase it, use the offer code I510, that's I-F-I-V-E-1-0, and get 10% off your first purchase on new Squarespace accounts. That includes monthly and annual plans. You also get free domain registration with annual plan subscriptions. That's squarespace.com, and use that offer code I-510. Number four. So how many photos do you have in your camera roll right now? Because I have 3,340. And if I want to find a specific photo somewhere in the middle, it's not very easy. That's why I like an app that launched last week called Flavr. That's F-L-A-Y-V-R. What it does is combine geolocation, dates, and your iOS calendar to group photos and help you organize them. For example, a couple weeks ago, I went out on the San Francisco Bay to watch the Blue Angels fly during Fleet Week. It was really fun. Flavr organized the photos that I took and named the collection Boat Party. Why? Because that's what I called it in my calendar on my iPhone. If I want to share this collection with my friends, people who were also there that day or whoever, I can send it to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, via SMS or email. Sounds perfect so far, right? Well, not quite perfect. One of my recent vacation photo collections has the name of my housekeeper because I had reminded myself that she was coming that day on my calendar. that doesn't really work. And when I share a collection out to Facebook, for example, it's a link to a really nice flavor page that displays the collection of photos and videos. It looks great, but then that's all you get. My Facebook friends can't grab those photos of themselves and download them. And if I'm using Flavor to make sense of my 3,000 plus photos on my phone, I can find specific photos more easily, but then I can't jump to that photo in my camera roll. At least not yet. The team at Flavor says this is just the first version. A lot more features are on the way, so some of my gripes might be short-lived. For now, though, Flavor is a cool way to give your photos more context, to share groups of photos with people who aren't going to need to want to download anything. And finally, number five. We started off with a tip this week, and we're going to end with a tip, too. So this video comes from Brian Gonzalez and will show us all how to make emojis work all throughout iOS in ways you never imagined. This video actually doesn't have any sound, but it's a lot of nice screenshots with titles, so I will go ahead and read along. Add emoji to folder names. Just click the international keyboard when naming. Have books in your books folder. Put a basketball in your sports folder. A battery in your utilities folder. Or a traffic signal in your maps folder. Add emoji everywhere in iOS, like alarms. Even add emoji to your contacts. That will move the contacts to the bottom, though. The emoji now shows up with your contacts in texts, phone calls. You can even search iOS for emoji. Thanks, Brian. I am, too, an emoji fan. And for folders, it really helps them stand out. I also love the idea of searching by emoji. Hey, look, there's Leo. And that's all, folks, at least for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. For links to everything that we talk about, to subscribe to the show, totally free, or catch up on episodes 1 through 11, just visit us at twit.tv/i5. Email us at i5@twit.tv, leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week. Go Giants!